Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar calls on Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu orders immediate negotiations for release of all remaining hostages in Gaza. Also approves major military assault on Gaza City. In Colombia, at least 18 people killed and over 40 injured in two separate fights between two dissident groups of the former FARC guerrilla movement. And a strong earthquake hits Drake Passage region in South America. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar called on Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow during his three-day visit to Russia. He also held talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov yesterday and reviewed the bilateral agenda while exchanging views on regional and global developments. India and Russia vowed to expand their bilateral trade in a balanced and sustainable manner. Addressing a joint press conference with his Russian counterpart after talks, Dr. Jaishankar underlined the need to swiftly address non-tariff barriers and regulatory impediments.
The relations between India and Russia have been among the steadiest of the major relationships in the world after the Second World War. Geopolitical convergence, leadership contacts, and popular sentiment remain its key drivers. We reaffirmed our shared ambition to expand bilateral trade in a balanced and sustainable manner, including by increasing India's exports to Russia. This requires swiftly addressing non-tariff barriers and regulatory impediments.
During their talks, Dr. Jaishankar and Mr. Lavrov also deliberated on ways to combat terrorism.
On terrorism, we resolved to fight jointly against all forms and manifestations of terrorism. I conveyed India's strong resolve to adopt a zero-tolerance policy against terrorism and our sovereign right to defend our citizens against cross-border terrorism.
The Indian Space Research Organization chairman, V. Narayanan, said that India's first uncrewed mission of the Gaganyaan human space flight, G-1, is expected to conduct its first test flight in December this year with the half-humanoid robot Vyom Mitra. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Narayanan said that Gaganyaan is progressing well as 80% tests or around 7,700 tests have been conducted so far.
And this year we have declared the Gaganyaan year. By December, we are going to have the first unmanned G-1 mission. And the Vyomitra, the half-humanoid, is going to fly in that. In another 2 to 3 months, we are going to have a 6,500 kg communication satellite of USA going to be launched using our launch vehicle. And till today, 433 satellites of 34 countries are done from India.
In Thailand, a court in Bangkok today dismissed a lèse majesté case involving controversial billionaire and former Thai Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra. The charge relates to an interview Mr. Thaksin gave to a South Korean newspaper 10 years ago. He would have faced up to 15 years in jail if convicted. Thailand's lèse majesté law forbids insulting its monarchy, but critics say lawmakers often use it to target activists and political opponents. The verdict comes as Mr. Thaksin's daughter, suspended Prime Minister Pethongtarn Shinawatra, faces a court case that may see her removed from office. Former Sri Lankan Inspector General of Police IGP Deshbandhu Tennakun has been remanded until August the 27th following its arrest by the Criminal Investigation Department. The order was issued by Fort Magistrate Nilupulli Lankapura in Colombo yesterday. Tennakun's arrest is linked to the investigation into the May 9, 2022 attack on the protest site in the capital, a focal point of mass demonstrations demanding political reforms and the resignation of then-President Gotabaya Rajapaksa. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered immediate negotiations for the release of all remaining hostages in Gaza, while also approving a major military assault on Gaza City. This comes after Hamas agreed to a Qatari-Egyptian proposal for a 60-day ceasefire on Monday, which would see half the hostages freed. However, Netanyahu rejected the deal, insisting Israel will only accept a full release of all hostages at once. In a video statement yesterday, Netanyahu said both defeating Hamas and freeing the hostages are goals that go hand in hand. He did not share details about the next steps in the negotiations, but said talks would begin once a location is decided. The United Kingdom is among 27 countries backing a statement calling for Israel to allow immediate independent foreign media access to Gaza. France, Germany, Australia and Japan have also signed the text released by the Media Freedom Coalition, an intergovernmental group which advocates for the rights and protection of journalists globally. The statement also condemned attacks on journalists, saying those working in Gaza must be protected. International journalists have been banned by Israel from entering the Gaza Strip independently since the start of the war nearly 2 years ago. Some journalists have been taken into Gaza by the IDF under controlled access. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Colombia, at least 18 people were killed and over 40 others injured in two separate attacks yesterday. According to officials, both were attributed to dissident groups of the former Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC guerrilla movement. According to local authorities, a vehicle loaded with explosives detonated near a Colombian aerospace force base in Cali, the country's third largest city in the southwest. The explosion killed 6 people and injured at least 71 others. Earlier the same day, a Black Hawk UH-60 helicopter operated by the National Police was shot down during a coca crop eradication mission in the municipality of Amalfi, located in Antioquia department. 12 officers were killed in the attack. Colombian President Gustavo Petro condemned the violence, pointing to factions of the former Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia that refused to lay down arms following the 2016 peace agreement. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Guy Pedersen, has warned of a worsening political climate amid a precarious security situation in Syria. In a monthly UN Security Council briefing, he highlighted that the July 19 ceasefire in Sweden has come under strain, but so far has prevented a slide back into open conflict. However, dangerous hostilities and skirmishes on the margins of Sweden remain. Mr. Pedersen also emphasized the importance of accountability, regardless of perpetrators' affiliation. The interim Syrian authorities have announced the formation of a fact-finding committee tasked with investigating the abuses committed in Sweden. He said it is essential that the committee's findings are made fully public and that all perpetrators, regardless of affiliation, are held responsible. A strong earthquake hit the Drake Passage region in South America. The U.S. Geological Survey first recorded it as a magnitude 8 quake, but later downgraded it to 7.5. It occurred at a shallow depth of 10.8 kilometers. However, no tsunami warning was issued by the U.S. Tsunami Warning System. Meanwhile, other agencies reported similar, slightly different figures. Germany's Geoscience Center measured the quake at 7.1 magnitude, while India's National Center for Seismology reported a magnitude of 7.4 at around 7:46 a.m. IST. The Drake Passage region lies between South America's Cape Horn and Antarctica's South Shetland Islands, connecting the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar calls on Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu orders immediate negotiations for release of all remaining hostages in Gaza. Also approves major military assault on Gaza City. In Colombia, at least 18 people killed and over 40 injured in two separate fights between two dissident groups of the former FARC guerrilla movement. And a strong earthquake hits Drake Passage region in South America. And that is the end of this news bulletin.